You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. Continuing along in the coverage of the NCAA tournament. Let's go to our Progressive guest line. Progressive, we're making things even easier. We help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Joe Zagacki joins us from Miami Hurricanes play-by-plays. The Hurricanes head to Kansas City. They'll take on the number one seed Houston Cougars in the Midwest region. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, Tony. Looking forward to Sweet 16. So far, so good. Been a good ride.
Can you give me a description of how the Miami Hurricanes played in their game against Indiana the last time we saw them? Give us an idea of what that game was like against the Hoosiers.
Yeah, they played. They were exquisite. They turned basketball into ballet. They just, for the most part, took Indiana apart. They were the faster, quicker, more athletic team. Indiana made a run at the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, where they took the lead briefly, but Miami crushed them on the boards. 29 second chance points, beat them on the boards. I think the final total was 38 to 25, something like that. I can't quite remember, but Norchad O'Meara had 17 rebounds in the game, 9 offensive rebounds. Miami beat them in every category, beat them from the field, beat them at the free throw line, beat them rebounding.
From the standpoint of this season, there were some injuries, there was this lull, then there was this win streak. Overall, though, this is a typical season that happens in the long run of college basketball. But was there a feeling like this team was underachieving at times, overachieving at times? What was the trajectory of how the season played out?
I think they're actually right where they expected to be. You know, the 27-7, they actually, two of the losses, one was without Nigel Pack, one was without Norchad O'Meara, and then two of the other, maybe three of the other losses were one possession games in the final possession of the game. So if they were underachieving, it was only because they lost in January on the road at North Carolina State in overtime by a bucket, lost to Pittsburgh on the last shot of the game in January, and lost to Duke at Duke in January. So I don't think they really underachieved. I think they're right where they want to be. Maybe they could have had, instead of 27 wins, be at the 30-win mark. Maybe that would get them a little more respect around the country. But they were an Elite 8 team last year. Isaiah Wong is one of the best players in the country. O'Meara is one of the toughest players to play because of his strength, not so much his length, but his strength. And then, you know, Nigel Pack, he can hit a three-pointer from anywhere on the floor, which really puts a lot of stress on a defense.
Jim Larrañaga has been there a while, right? 2013, 2012 from George Mason. He's been there a while. What is his style of play? How has he built it to a point now where this is a consistent team?
12 years he's been at the University of Miami, and this is the fifth time he's taken them to the Sweet 16. He had a lull maybe a couple years ago because they had some situations trying to get their roster together. Everybody knows about how an FBI situation that went around the country, and in Miami's case, it went nowhere. At any rate, Coach Larrañaga is probably, I've been around a lot of great coaches, from Howard Schnellenberger to Jimmy Johnson to Dennis Erickson to Leonard Hamilton, to every guy I've been in Miami. And Jim Larrañaga is right at the top of that list. He's creative. He's thoughtful. There's nothing that he hasn't seen that he can't adjust to. He's the kind of coach that doesn't dwell on what he doesn't have. He works with what he does have. And at the University of Miami, you are in recruiting battles with North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia. You're probably not going to win those battles. They're going to get the McDonald's All-Americans. They're going to get all the five-star players. He's going to get guys that he has to develop, maybe go into the transfer portal a little bit, but nonetheless still develop those players, and then he will adjust his style. Last year, Miami was played small ball. This year, they play smaller ball because of Norchad O'Meara. So he's able to adjust. He's had big teams. He's had fast teams. He's had healthy teams. He's had injured teams. The common denominator is he's been able to find a way to win.
You mentioned team players that have come in through the transfer portal, but one player that's been there a while is Isaiah Wong. Talk about his play and his importance on this Hurricanes team.
Yeah, he's fabulous. He's a fourth-year player from Philadelphia. You never know if he's – you don't know with Isaiah when he walks by you, if he has scored 27 points in a game like he did against Indiana, or if he scored 8 points in a game or whatever it was like he did against Drake. He's just the kind of guy that just his emotions rarely change. But on the court, he is a fierce competitor. He can score inside. He can score outside. 38% three-point shooter. Has an array of moves. Scores through the defense. From the free throw line. Has probably the best mid-range game in the country. And then can step back and make threes when needed.
There is this level of college basketball now. There's NIL. There's transfer portals. There's a way to now get the proper chemistry. You mentioned Jim Larrañaga being willing to go down that road. Players will go to schools for different reasons. Sometimes it's NIL, sometimes it's a coach. How has he managed all of the new ways college basketball business has been run when other coaches seem to have said, you know, I think I got to get out of this thing?
He's just, Tony, he's just a really smart, thoughtful person, and he has seen everything, so nothing bothers him. And he figures it out. I think he goes along the line of, you know, in life you're going to have issues, but issues have solutions. We got to find them. So he finds solutions. Now he's trying to find a solution on how to manage the NIL. And he tells his team, look, you see Steph Curry's on a Subway commercial. That's NIL. That's what you do for NIL. When it comes to running his basketball program, nobody's going to tell him how to run his basketball program. Yeah. He runs his program the same way today as he did when he came here from George Mason. And I would imagine he started running the Miami program the same way he did at George Mason. Everything is the same. There's a routine to how they practice, how they travel, how they play, what plays they call, what defense they'll be in, what the situation calls for. Nothing is ever a surprise to his players. And then I think this is the most fabulous thing about him is he finds a way to connect with his players. Wooga Poplar is a fabulous young player. He only started playing basketball a couple years ago. He was a baseball player in Philadelphia, a kid. And there weren't opportunities for him to play baseball, so he turned to basketball. But he's from a tough spot, a tough area in Philadelphia. Not a lot of people can reach across and pull something out of a kid like Wooga, and Jim Larrañaga is able to do that. And he's got Jordan Miller, who he brings in, and Jordan Miller has turned out to be one of the most crafty players in all of college basketball, and he works with him with his post moves. And now, you know, Jordan Miller is almost unstoppable in the post. He's a 58% shooter in his career. So he's just a really smart guy, very level-headed, gives every kid a chance, and just finds a way to make a connection with his players.
In the couple of days that you've had to prep for Houston, how do you see the way Miami will have to play against the Cougars?
Well, we haven't had a lot of time to prep. We played on Sunday night, and we traveled all day yesterday. So we haven't had a lot of time.
They don't get you right out of the arena like they do in other sports where they go, the plane leaves in 2 hours.
Yeah, I wish. But, you know, remember, the term is controlled by the NCAA.
True.
So you're at their mercy. You know, and sometimes that can be a little strange. So we didn't get home yesterday noon. And the University of Miami will practice today. So they'll get their first look at what Coach L thinks about Houston. And they'll practice again tomorrow morning a little bit. And then I think we're going to fly to Kansas City tomorrow at some point. But clearly, Houston is a very hard-nosed, tough team that plays extremely hard. And Miami will know they'll have to match Houston's intensity and especially match their intensity when it comes to rebounding. And Miami, I think this year is 23-1 when they win the rebounding battle, and they know they're going to have a real tug of war rebounding with Houston.
Matt, I really appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much for joining us, and I really appreciate the busy nature of what you're going through this week and spending some time with us to talk about the Canes.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Joe Zaki, again, Miami Hurricanes play-by-play announcer. As they get ready to go to Kansas City Friday, they'll take on the top-seeded Houston Cougars in the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. Jim Larrañaga, he is 100% right. He's one of the good guys in the sport and a really solid coach. Remember, he took George Mason to the Final Four back in 2006, I want to say 2007, I believe, one of the years. And, you know, that was kind of brought George Mason to not only the spotlight, but as biggest spotlight as you can get. Some of these surprise teams make a run and they die out. Very few of them ever get to the big level of the Final Four, but he had Gonzaga in the Final Four. They lost to Florida. He takes the Miami job in 2013, and he's gone to five Sweet 16s since arriving about 10, 11 years ago. That is really impressive. You know, but like you said, there was a little bit of a lull as they went through an investigation that didn't go anywhere. But now, using both the NIL transfer portal, he's built the Hurricanes up to a program that's now in another Sweet 16 for the people down in Coral Gables. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Hour one in the books. We get to hour two coming up next.